Throughout the 1950s, many in the Assemblies of God felt a growing need for our fellowship to create a unique boys program that would satisfy a boy's natural need for activity while leading them through the process of growing into committed, godly men. In 1960, Reverend Burton Pierce was hired as the new National Director of the Men's Fellowship Department of the Assemblies of God.
During that time, when he first came, he was tasked with a very important job, and the job was to determine what to do about the boys in the Assemblies of God.
Sometime later, Reverend Charles Scott suggested the name Royal Rangers for the program, with royal signifying allegiance to Christ the King, and rangers signifying the adventurous spirit of the program. In 1961, Reverend Pierce traveled to Texas to meet the Reverend Johnny Barnes and share his vision for the new program.
Now, Johnny Barnes had recently been elected as the North Texas, what they called a DCAP. He was in charge of the youth group at that time. And he had only been serving in this position for less than a year when Burton Pierce came and interviewed him. And during this time, he just knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was the man that God had called to run this ministry.
Soon after, Johnny Barnes was appointed the first national commander of the Royal Rangers program and began his work on January 1, 1962.
And of course, Johnny started it all. Johnny wrote the first boys' handbooks. He wrote the first leader manual. He wrote the first pioneer and trailblazer and air sea ranger handbook. He started the national training camp program, which was the core training program on the national level for all ranger leaders.
Royal Rangers was officially announced in the September 23, 1962 edition of the Pentecostal Evangel with a stated purpose to instruct, challenge, and inspire our boys in the areas of Bible doctrine, Christian service, moral conduct, and the basic beliefs of our church through interesting activities that boys enjoy. Commander Barnes knew the keys to success for this new program were communication and training. New leaders had to be trained and equipped to ensure the success of their outposts.
Royal Rangers just exploded. It began to just take off, and it impacted thousands and thousands of boys and men's lives. During this time, Johnny developed all kinds of training programs and methods of reaching boys and training leaders.
In 1963, Bob Reed was appointed as the first national training coordinator and was tasked with the responsibility of developing training materials for Royal Rangers leaders. That fall, the first issue of Dispatch magazine was published. This quarterly magazine served as a valuable resource for Royal Rangers leaders and included weekly Bible study course and a planning guide. In 1968, the first national training camps were conducted, providing leaders with hands-on training and camping skills, outpost leadership, and program administration.
During this time, Johnny was thinking, what if we had our own campground, a place to be able to pull people together from all over the country and the world and have our own setting and our own location where we could actually have something that's just designed and built to handle these type of events, because these were growing. There were thousands of people were coming to these events.
Royal Rangers achieved a major milestone in 1985 with the purchase of a 1,500-acre property near Eagle Rock, Missouri. Through the years, Camp Eagle Rock has been the home of numerous national camperamas, rendezvous, training events, and serves as a tremendous asset and resource for the Royal Rangers program. In the summer of 1989, Johnny Barnes went to his eternal reward after succumbing to a heart attack in his home in Springfield, Missouri. Johnny had led Royal Rangers for 27 years and had brought this great ministry to national and international prominence.
Well, Johnny Barnes really, he really played a very important role in the history of Rangers. Obviously, he was the first national commander and played an important role there. But the real legacy of Johnny is more in just the spirit and the attitude and the heart that he brought to Rangers. So we really owe a lot to Johnny Barnes.
Later that year, Reverend Ken Hunt was appointed to serve as the national commander. Under Commander Hunt's leadership, the Royal Rangers program enjoyed a number of expansions and improvements.
Ken was a great administrator. He was great at putting things together. He was great at planning and budgeting and working everything out. And he took basically what he had inherited from Johnny Barnes, from all the things that Johnny had started and all the program elements that had been started there, and he could really take him to the next level.
Ken Hunt faithfully served as national commander for 10 years and played a major role in improving the program. Following the resignation of Commander Hunt, the executive leaders of the Assemblies of God began to search for the right man to take the leadership role. After careful, prayerful consideration, Reverend Richard Marriott was appointed as the new national commander.
He just loved adventure. He loved taking on challenges. So when the challenge came to be the national director of Royal Rangers, he stepped forward and took on probably one of the largest jobs to face any of our directors, and that was to look and assess Royal Rangers and find out what do we need to go, what do we need to get to the next level, what do we need to do to be 21st century Royal Rangers.
All new written curriculum was developed, giving the outpost leader everything he needs to run a fun and productive weekly meeting. Additional program changes included the Leadership Training Academy replacing the Leadership Training Course, all new advancement system featuring greater flexibility to enable boys to enter the advancement process at any point, and the formation of Royal Rangers International to promote worldwide growth. In 2007, Richard Marriott stepped down from his role as National Commander, having served the National Ministry for 8 years. In his place was appointed Reverend Doug Marsh, the Director of Royal Rangers International. Doug had grown up in the program while serving with his parents as missionaries in South America and had started Royal Rangers International in 2002 to advance the growing worldwide ministry.
One of the challenges that Doug faced as the new National Director was to answer the question, how do you keep a 45, 46-year-old ministry relevant? And it was decided that we had to keep Royal Rangers flexible. What if we considered using sports, technology, trades, arts, things like this, music? And so that's what has been happening now for the last few years under Doug Marsh's leadership.
Doug's dream was to take Royal Rangers to the iPod generation, making it more relevant and appealing to the boys of this generation. Doug also identified the growing desire among many churches to customize and modify their ministries to fit the unique needs and interests of their church and community. Therefore, Doug set into motion a series of program changes aimed at building greater flexibility and choice into the program, enabling churches to create a Royal Rangers program that naturally fits their own church culture. For many years, the Royal Rangers program has served countless men and boys and built within our churches a community of men committed to the cause of Christ. In the years to come, Royal Rangers seeks to be the most effective and desired mentoring ministry for boys and young men, faithfully leading them on the journey of becoming the men and leaders God designed them to be.